You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And we're happy to report that after 500 episodes, we've still got plenty of good questions in the bank. Like, would you be a better Wilson than Wilson in Castaway?
Obviously, famously a ball.
A volleyball with a bloody handprint on it.
Yeah. And a face.
And I gotta be honest with you guys, Wilson doesn't do much.
He abandons Tom Hanks.
He abandons him. He falls off the boat.
He's like, if you are on a cruise ship and you fall overboard.
Falling overboard is considered abandonment by me, yes.
A couple of juices.
Yeah.
And you fall. You're saying that's abandonment? Not a horrible accident?
You're abandoning the team.
I was drunk. How long if I fell off a cruise ship we were on before you reported it, do you reckon?
I went into my brain there because I had a memory of you falling out of a boat. And then I was like, oh wait, no, it's just the easiest thing to imagine in the world.
It really is.
Yeah.
Like imagine being on a ferry in like Sydney or Brisbane or somewhere in the UK, Jackson falls off, and we're like, oh no.
Yeah. And then you don't see anything, and then I bomb
off. Falling off a vehicle is easy to picture. Yeah. Falling off a bike.
Yeah.
Like in a convertible for some reason. Just,
like somehow the laws of physics have applied weirdly to me.
Like the giraffe in the Hangover 3 opening. That's right. That's a reference for everyone. The giraffe gets its head cut off by a bridge.
Oh, that's sad.
Falling out of a train. Can you picture that? What with the train? Can you picture me stepping from the train onto the platform, but tripping, slipping and falling into the...
No, I see. I imagine you going and like you missing your step and falling face first on the pavement.
And with a tram, I can see you falling out of a tram.
Like I'm not paying
attention. Trampoline there, and I was like, I can also picture that.
Oh
really.
Trying to do a flip and just missing the trampoline,
like head
hitting
stuck
his back.
Yeah. Help, guys! I think that hurt.
So Wilson, he does a fine job. Yeah. Whatever, good for him.
Yeah. And this is a dangerous place to start the episode because it may reveal a bit too much about my memory of Castaway.
Yeah,
that is
where does Wilson come from?
Oh, so when...
he's a FedEx guy, I remember that.
A bunch of all the packages that like...
Because his plane crashes.
Up.
Yes.
He opens up, one of them opens up and it's like, oh, it's a ball.
Yeah.
And then
he cuts his hand and it kind of reaches out. And then
Wilson's there for him.
And he puts his bloody hand on Wilson, and then he takes it away, and he's like, damn, that could be a little guy.
Yeah.
And then he puts a face on Wilson.
Yeah, so it stops him losing his mind.
Stops him losing his
makes
mind.
Makes him normal.
Makes him sane.
My question is, if we are to replace Wilson, are we an inanimate object?
I think it would be more of, say...
Like, was I in a FedEx package
somewhere? I think it'd be more of...
This is cheaper than planes.
If Mr. Castaways was imagining your face and personality and that on Wilson. And so when he addresses Wilson... He's imagining what you would say or I would say.
Okay. Wilson.
So we're a ball still.
Yeah.
With a voice and brain of Wilson.
The first Plumbing the Death Star, what if we were a ball?
We're giving Mr. Castaway advice to survive on this island.
Well, then I'm being like, brother, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Dude, I'm a ball. I don't fucking eat or sleep or breathe or nothing.
If I thought I was a ball. I would want to be played with. That's what I would be telling Mr. Castaway to do.
Hey, bounce me. Give me a bounce.
Hey, set up a volleyball thing on the fucking beach.
Go find a crab to fight. Yes. I don't know. I didn't like, not fight, but like.
Bounce me on a crab.
Bounce on a crab.
Whiff me at a crab, dude.
Yeah, that's good meat.
Give me a kick.
Kick me around the beach.
Come get me.
Well, one risk I think that we run as being Wilson is sort of like a silent companion.
Yeah, we'd be yappy.
We're yappy and maybe annoying. And maybe he gets rid of us and that drives him insane.
Yeah, but like we would provide companionship.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
Not good companionship.
No. But I guess
brother, this island's boring.
Have you just thought, maybe build a raft?
Yeah. dude, that boat looks shit. Never going to last out at sea. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
I'm in the sea now. Bye.
I know we don't talk about when you walked up to that cliff face and the branch broke, but maybe get another boat.
Just telling him to kill himself.
That's bad
the
advice.
The moment he makes me. Hey, dude, not worth it.
Dude, if you're imagining me, it's too far gone.
Just saying.
Walk into the sea, dude.
Find a stronger branch. That's all I'm saying.
Just hold some rocks and walk into the sea. You'll be right.
Yeah. I hear rocks make you float.
That would be scary for Castaway when we just immediately... I think he would be... If I was in this situation, I would be like, I've summoned a demon accidentally.
Which would then make him want to survive more despite the devil.
He pops the ball.
My face! You son of a bitch.
That really hurt! And then real blood comes out. I'm the devil. I'm the devil. That's what I'd say. Yeah. I'm the devil. I'm the devil. I'm the devil.
You're in hell, Tom Hanks.
Would it be better or worse for him if there was three balls?
Oh no, that's bad.
And so then you could be like, I'm the devil, I'm an angel.
Oh yeah, well then
he's the devil.
All three of us are telling the truth. This is not a riddle, Mr. Tom Hanks, Castaway.
In my mind, the three balls have the faces of the three Stooges on them for some reason. You got a set of Stooge balls, you know.
Easy to picture.
Funko Pop's exclusive Stooge ball range was being shipped in FedEx.
Okay, so obviously that's a four. Is there an inanimate object you think that would provide him more comfort that you could be
on
the Castaway beach? Oh, that's a good. You're going to get dirty, dude.
Yeah.
Moldy.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to rot from the inside out.
Yeah. Mm. That sucks, dude.
Rope?
Rope? He reaches out with a bloody hand and then he puts a handhold around the rope, which just looks like a red ring. That could be a guy. Hey, it's also funny because Wilson is called Wilson because that's the logo on the ball.
Yeah.
Does he just call you Rope?
Yeah.
Rope! When you're floating out to sea at the end.
Well, even like a tennis ball would be better because you could just put a tennis ball in your pocket. You're not losing a tennis ball when you go out to sea.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah,
A kayak?
Kayak!
A cruise ship?
A kayak is funny if he
maybe
then...
Maybe an aeroplane?
I don't think an aeroplane's actually any good to him.
Yeah,
helicopter?
Helicopter. Does he know how to fly a helicopter?
You'd give it a shot.
Yeah, but you need fuel.
Yeah, that's true. Well, he could be a helicopter.
Imagine your luck. You crash, you find a... island to be a castaway on.
A big
you
package.
Find a helicopter, but no fuel.
Yeah, a big package, like just a big cargo package just rolls up. You're like, oh, what's in this?
Oh my God, it's a brand new helicopter, but with no fuel.
What you would be thinking, because you're in such a survival situation, you're like, how do you make fuel? That's what I would be thinking.
I might
piss in the fuel tank just as a,
try
on
and,
a whim.
Well, I got the frame of it all. Be like, what, does it float?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
How do I cut up a helicopter? Helicopter with my bare hands.
I feel like you could turn a helicopter into a boat.
You reckon you can turn a helicopter into a boat?
Maybe.
Give it enough time and a rock that was sharp enough. Yes.
Because...
I will cut myself.
Yeah.
How will I? I'm getting an infection.
You just have to hope that the helicopter meant that people would see a helicopter on an island and be like...
And also, if a helicopter's gone missing, someone will notice.
Well, a plane went missing.
And no one noticed.
Well, they did notice.
They noticed.
They just couldn't find it.
But I mean, there'll be some guy who's like, where's my helicopter?
There was a whole company being like, where's our plane and employee?
Oh, that is true.
He must be dead. Oh, well.
And the other employees.
Oh, yeah, there
plane.
Were more people on that plane. Yeah, that's true. That's
well, yeah.
true.
Do they all die?
Pilots and whatnot. I think it was two. Was it two pilots?
Yeah, I think so. Tom Hanks survived, though. Yeah. Good on him. Yeah.
He gave a red old crack. And then he delivers that package at the end, maybe.
If you,
he does.
If you became...
What's in that package?
We don't know.
We don't know. We never know. Although I think...
Wilson too.
So I think somebody said somewhere it was like legal documents or something. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
That's funny. It's he's getting... The last thing in that that happens in the movie is they...
You
Tom Hanks
serves
someone.
Yeah. Oh. If you were Rope though, Dusha.
Yeah.
If he was like, oh, I'm going to call you Rope. Do you think that because you would have such utility to him, he wouldn't form an emotional bond with you?
Like, he would see you more as a tool than a friend.
Yeah, like, Wilson can't do anything for him, so he can project whatever he
Wilson's
needs.
Wilson's just vibes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wilson's like, I don't know, brother, work on your tan.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're rope, he's like, I'm using you to tie stuff up. Mm. I'm using you to make tools. Mm. He's kind of going to neglect you. If you float away, he doesn't give a shit.
He gives a shit. I saved his life.
Yeah. That's true.
But I think it strangely doesn't form any more, like, emotional connections to, say, like, the raft.
Yeah. A rock.
A rock. That he liked to use.
Well, I guess it's...
I think I would.
Yeah. You would be forming emotional with that. Everything that you have. Yeah. Everything
this
on
island,
the island.
I don't want to leave. This is full of my best friends.
Well, yeah, you know
this
when,
rock, that rock, that
oh
rock.
Oh, my God. Like, Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3. All these Rockies.
Great
I love
names.
Them all.
Great names.
Because, you know, when you see, like, a kid playing, like, you know, with, like, a play set, with, like, little dolls and toys, and we're having tea. Mm. I feel that would be me. With, like, a palm tree, a bit of bush.
Well, because you can't just have one friend in this life, you know? You got to have...
Well, Wilson's my best friend.
Wilson, yeah. Wilson's a best friend, but you got to have more company. You know, sometimes you might get sick of Wilson.
Oh,
and
you know, Wilson's talking lip about me. I got to, like, you know, talk to someone like Rocky about...
Yeah,
like,
you want to gossip. Yeah. You know, you need all of your rock pals. Would you be a rock for Tom Hanks? A rock's also too useful as a tool. I think you need to be...
Like, you'd be useful like a hammer, like, you know, a knife, like a sesame knife. Like, but again, too useful. You kind of
got
to
thread the needle of being not so useless that he doesn't care about you, but not so useful that he ignores the fact that you could be a friend.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking I could be like a blow-up doll, like one of those novelty blow-up dolls.
No, but then you become... Oh, okay.
Because then he forms, like, a real emotional attachment to me.
You.
Yes. And that's part of it.
And that's
kind
of a bit of a tool.
Yeah, that's true. Way. I just exist to
like
get him
like, if you
off.
Were, like, say, a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Whoa! That's an emotional bond.
Fleshlight! Fleshy nose!
Except I'd just sink, probably. Yeah.
You'd finally be clean.
What's the brand? Is it called Fleshlight?
I think so.
Okay.
Flashlight, Frankenstein theme, flashlight!
I was a Frankenstein theme.
Dragon pussy!
Oh, no!
But I could be a tool because you could fill it up with water to drink out of or whatever. And I'm real cut because I'm like, well, I thought you were going to fuck me. And he's like, no, I'm going to put you on the beach to collect rainwater.
They did fuck.
I just did a quick deep dive. Yeah. What do you think is in that package? Because there is an answer. It was in the original script.
I thought
it was
legal documents, but I don't really remember.
It's
where
a letter and a thing.
Okay. Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
Rocks.
It's a letter and two jars of homemade salsa.
Okay.
Should have opened that up and had a little.
Yeah,
like
you
could have
had some tasty salsa. That's
true.
Think
that'll be good after a few years.
Yeah.
The box contains two jars of homemade green salsa and a ladder.
That's nice.
That's
great. I get it that like he didn't open it because you got to have your goals.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, one thing that he kept him going was like, this letter I can deliver. The other stuff is fucked up. This I can deliver. Curiosity was opening up someone's mail.
It's the dream.
Like, no one, like, I'm not going to get prosecuted. Yeah. I'm on a desert island. No one's going to notice.
Absolutely.
Oh, fuck. I'm doing that a heartbeat.
Yeah, me too. I'm opening up
everything.
Well, yeah,
everything
obviously.
Because it's kind of like Christmas in a way, is what it feels like.
If I find out that my package went down on a plane, crashed. I'm not like
expecting it.
No. Yeah, exactly. And I, if someone survives on a desert island and it washed up, open it, buddy. What
yeah,
if
exactly.
It was good?
If
what
he came to
help
me,
you?
If Tom Hanks came
well,
to me,
well, he would have had two jars of delicious green salsa.
Yeah, that would get. Yeah,
Tom exactly. Hanks comes to my house. He, you know, takes a drive up that crossroads or whatever. Mm. He's like, "Hey, I'm that guy that was stranded on a desert island, but I never threw away your package." I'm like, "Are you dumb?"
Yeah.
Come in, enjoy this rotten salsa, you fucking moron.
Are you fucked in the head, brother? You should have eaten the salsa. So good to me.
Yeah.
It's all down.
Get out of my house.
We're rude to this castaway.
Yeah.
I would be.
I'm already angry. I had some other stuff coming on.
You get your salsa.
Been a bad morning.
I was late to work and the boss yelled at me.
Yeah. So I'm taking it out on Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Well, Rope's good. Rope's a good choice.
Yeah.
What do you? How do you think you could, like, because, you know, he goes through many trials and tribulations on the island. What are you providing him that Wilson doesn't? You know what I mean?
I think more use.
Okay, yeah, that's
Wilson
fair.
Can't do fucking shit as established, just vibes. But I think Rope can provide vibes too.
Yeah, okay. Mm. How does he humanize you as a Rope? How do you make a rope look like a guy?
I think that he lines me out on the beach in the shape of like an open bracket and then just in the sand does two eyes. So I'm smiling.
So the rope's like the mouth.
Yeah.
That's great because does he ever use you as a tool? He's like, I wish I could tie stuff together, but I would never affect rope.
Because you could, with enough like, you know, finickety, you could, like make that rope into like a face, kind of a continuous line with a couple
I like
knots.
To think that he thinks of me as a smile. But he still can't use me because that's okay.
But when he takes you, you're not smiling
but
anymore.
Here's the thing, you put the rope and then you put the rope in the mouth shape and then you draw two eyes, but then when you pick the rope up, that's left an indent in the sea in the sand, so the smiling face is still there.
And then he's got to leave.
Do you reckon sometimes if he's in dark moments he looks and you're frowning? Sometimes you're angry.
Sometimes I'm doing like the squiggly mouth because I'm confused.
Why are we on this island?
And then it's a bit of self-sacrifice because you're like, no, you need me to tie together those logs.
True.
We've been, we've been good friends, but only one of us can survive. And brother, I'm rope.
That's beautiful.
It makes the branch breaking extra sad because he was going to kill me at the same time.
That's true.
We're going out in a blaze of glory.
Going out together.
Also,
rope and Mr. Castaway, like it's always been.
But also, it's good because when he makes the raft, you're not going anywhere. You're probably part of the raft.
I am part of the raft.
But when he's picked up.
I might be his flag, actually.
Yeah.
Just rope dangling from.
So the boat's just, he's not catching any wind. Wow, rope, this was a bad idea.
Just hanging, dangling into the ocean like a shit fishing line.
Maybe you'll catch a fish with me. What are you going to catch the wind? I'm a rope, brother.
I don't know, man. Once again, just a rope.
But then when he leaves, when he gets on the cruise ship or whatever, the ship that he leaves his raft for, that's the emotional goodbye. You don't float away. He has to actively say goodbye to rope.
Yeah.
Or do you reckon he brings rope with him?
He brings
him?
Rope.
He'd have to bring it. It's a good souvenir.
It's his lucky rope.
Yeah, that's how long are you as a rope?
I reckon 8 inches.
Okay, yeah. Because you could take a little bit off the rope.
Cut me in half, Tom Hanks.
8 inches. That's not like
actually, 8 inches is not
enough. That's a small bit of rope because you can't do much with it. So it becomes more vibes than useful.
That's true. That's
like 20 foot of rope, surely.
But then 20 foot of, it's hard to have 20 foot of lucky rope. when he comes back to.
What about 2 feet?
2 foot of rope?
Yeah.
20 foot because you could cut a bit of rope.
Don't
he doesn't
cut
want
me.
To be cut, and Tom Hanks has formed an emotional connection to rope.
You can have 20 foot of rope because you can wrap it around and make it look nice.
Tom Hanks going to his business meetings and his things, just got the rope around his neck like a necklace.
That's weird.
Actually, you know what? 6 foot of rope makes sense. 6 foot.
Six foot of rope?
Yeah.
That's good. Because then he can also hang you from a tree and you're about the size of a person.
Yeah.
Do you think people would, because he never tells people about Wilson from memory. Do you think if he told, what's more sort of embarrassing for him or strange coming back to the mainland? If he's like, this was my only friend, Rope, or this was my only friend, Wilson. At least Wilson has a face,
it'd be,
I guess.
When we interviewed, like, how did you survive? And it's like, well,
I bonded with Rope.
Yeah, like, trials and tribulations of living by yourself, you do go a little bit loop and you kind of need an outlet, so you need a friend. And so luckily I had Rope.
are you trying to say that you... wanted to kill
me. No.
The opposite.
But initially, of course. But
no, I was actually going to kill me and Rope.
It was a mercy killing of Rope.
Yeah, I've become more confused.
When you're in these situations, of course, it's going a bit dark.
Yeah.
But thankfully, Rope, it was my brain, of course. But then Rope came and have you ever heard of a podcast called Plumbing Day? He was like the voice of Joel Dusha. Very calm.
Don't know why.
Me. But
that's what he
so
was listening to when he crashed.
Yeah.
Your
he got
voice.
Distracted.
I told
him, I was like, hey, everyone listening to this podcast, close your eyes right now. I don't care if you're flying a plane.
That was an infamous episode. Yeah. Really shot us to international fame and tank to podcast.
Yeah. The podcast stock's never been lower.
I think that I would be. I was thinking.
Turns out there is such thing as bad publicity.
It's when you crash multiple planes with your podcast.
Hi, we're Plumbing the Death Star, the only podcast for pilots. Anyway, if you're flying a plane currently, I suggest Autopilot off, eyes closed.
Yeah. Eyes closed, go to the bathroom. Go down the aisle, see how people are doing.
Have a chat. What do you call the stairs? Is it a yoke? When do you have a yoke? What's that? Anyway, pull it up or down real hard.
Do what you want.
See what happens. Can you do a flip? Do a flip.
I was just sitting in like, you know, business class. I put myself in business class.
Yeah, congratulations on your presumably free upgrade.
Yeah, I'm sitting in business class, free upgrade. And then the
smoking cigarettes, they let you do that in business class.
I'm smoking a big stogie. And then the pilot comes down to me and he's like, hey, how are you doing? I'll be like, aren't you meant to be flying the plane?
Pilots do that.
Not both of them. Do they? Surely the pilot and the co-pilot don't come down to say
hello. I don't know if they do that anymore.
But they used, as in.
So I remember once when I was.
I've been in a cockpit while the plane's been in the sky.
Same.
Yeah, but does the pilot come to you?
No,
but I think that they can. Because pilots wander around the plane sometimes and introduce themselves to very famous or like important clients that are on the plane.
Oh, that's true. Up in the air.
Yeah, where George Clooney's like, damn, I wish this happened earlier. I fucked my whole life up, brother.
Sure did.
He's like, I look like a cowboy.
Okay, well, I guess I wouldn't be too stressed if the pilot came to me then.
If he came out and said, I turned the autopilot off, we're going down.
Hey, we're going to die.
Have you seen any keys? I locked myself out.
Or if they came up to you and said, hi, I'm a big fan of Plumbing the Death Star. Yeah, you'd be stressed then.
I'd be like, well, time to tell my loved ones that I'll miss them.
Do I get free Wi-Fi on this plane or do I have to buy it? Because I need to make some very quick messages.
You have to buy it. Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah. Maybe I'll survive.
Yeah, maybe I'm special.
The pilot just shakes his head and then leaves. No, damn.
What would that could mean?
I think I'd be, I was thinking about it, I'll just be like Wilson.
Yeah.
Right, but with sunglasses on. Uh-huh. Cool Wilson.
Cool Wilson.
Because then I think that when like I'm floating away at the end, I'm like, whatever. and he'll be like,
hey, brother, that's life.
That's life, dude. Because, baby.
Hey, you got to take your lumps. Yeah. I'm going to, maybe I'll float to a better place.
Yeah, Hakuna Matata, brother.
Just like you.
Yeah, you'll
be fine. They should make Castaway 2 where Wilson floats to another island and there's another Castaway.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
The Wilson Cinematic Universe.
The WCU.
Yeah.
What people are craving.
Yeah, people want to know, where'd Wilson go next? Yeah.
Shark got him, probably.
Oh, Wilson in Atlantis.
Two dolphins playing. With it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, he's got blood on him, so he'd be good for fish.
Yeah. Nibble that off.
Yeah.
Bit of iron. Mm.
But I like that here of Tom Hanks. He puts a face, puts the eyes on me. He's like, this guy's not cool enough. Takes some sunnies, puts them on me. Now he's cool enough. I'm like a cool son in a
child's
drawing.
It's awesome for him to sacrifice sunglasses and give them to you.
How does the
sunglasses stay on? Wilson has no ears.
Yeah.
Okay, he sticks a stick through my head.
Oh, so he's
no, I'm deflated, cool Wilson.
Nothing cooler than no air, brother.
Dude, I am relaxed.
just like a deflated, flat, sad bowl with glasses just sitting on top.
Yeah.
This is now sounding like sad divorce, Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't get to see my kids very often.
It's cool, man. I just hang out in my one-bedroom apartment that's got stains on the walls.
Yeah,
you know what? Like, having a, like...
You ever heard of a futon?
Yeah.
It's a couch and a bed.
It's both. It's actually super comfortable. Good, dude.
Yeah, because, a king bed that I shared with my wife, it's too big. You know what's real cool? As single as a 43-year-old man.
Yeah, dude.
Single I got space for my rock. Guitar. I'm having guitar lessons,
I'm learning again. I'm learning again. Yeah.
I've always wanted to pick up a guitar and learn it. I got the time.
Want to hear a riff?
Hang on.
Hang on.
Let me do this again. Dude, I was doing this so good before.
Let me just hang on. I'll try Wonderwall.
Oh, it's out of tune.
Have you ever used this thing called Tinder? Dude.
You would not believe the chicks that are on their Castaway.
Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
I got my age range shirt from 18 to 21.
Yeah.
They think because I have an apartment, I'm actually doing well.
Yeah.
Which I am.
I'm doing great. The oven doesn't work, dude, but I can put everything I need in the air fryer. That's fine.
Not a lot of matches. Not a lot of matches.
Not heaps.
I'm using a photo of me from 10 years ago.
Yeah. But I think, I mean, you know.
I think it's fine. I don't think it's
How do I edit the date off the photo in this one? It says 1997.
Yeah. Someone said something about metadata? I don't know what that means.
Tom Hanks blows his brains out on the beach somehow.
First ever man to shoot himself with a stick rifle.
What are you making there, dude? What are you making there?
Shut up, shut up, shut up!
Get your wife to get
this a tool to get me off this island. This a tool to get me out.
Oh, that is just... I know I've already gone and said what I'd be, and I think I could still be Wilson.
Yeah.
But I think that rather than being me, Joel Dusha is Wilson.
Yeah.
Joel Zammit, you've just said something that sparked the perfect person that would accompany Tom Hanks.
Oh, I think I know where this might be going.
So, I mean, they've worked with Tom Hanks before.
Okay.
But this version is fictional. But what about Tim the Tool Man Taylor?
Whoa! Wilson's neighbor.
Wilson's neighbor. Because... I mean, Tim would constantly be like, more power, but that, which wouldn't really help. But he knows how to make stuff, sort of.
Well, yeah, but is it Tom Hanks' imagining of memories of Tim the Tool?
Well, if Mr.
What would
Castaway...
Home Improvement do?
Yeah, well, no. Well, would it be Home Improvement or would it be the Tool Time that he watched?
Huh?
Oh, you mean as in, like, not he's not watching...
Is he watching Tim Allen as...
He's not watching Home Improvement. He's watching Tool Time.
Oh, so Tool Time is real in the Castaway universe.
I'm just asking a question.
No, you're just asking questions.
Yeah, I think Tim the Tool Man Taylor from Tool Time would be a good person to be Wilson in Castaway.
This episode's sort of a plumbing the Death Star event horizon in a lot of ways.
So this is one of those episodes where you've got to have a browser on your phone open so you can just like, Tool Time. Why are they talking about this?
What's going on?
What do you think?
Oh, Disney Plus have it on. Okay,
I can watch
sense.
It all. Awesome.
Okay. Yeah.
So, in a world where Castaway is sort of being egged on to add more power to the things that he does, what does that look like?
Well, his raft probably.
I think he probably does die because he takes a running jump when he hangs up. And instead of hanging up and landing on the rocks, he just flies off the mountain. More power!
Mr. Castaways, he makes fire.
Yes,
he figures
hanging
that one
yourself
out.
With a running start is so fucking crazy to think about.
Well, because he probably wouldn't. It wouldn't. Running start. The branch would still snap. It's just that he would. It's basically ran off the mountain. But he would set the whole island on fire.
So he makes fire, so he can get fire.
Yeah.
So he can, from that, like, now Tim the Toolman Taylor, like, he's a smart lad.
Yeah.
So could he go, okay, now that we have fire,
he's overconfident.
From that,
okay.
From there, could we then start maybe making a combustible engine?
Okay.
I feel like the raft might have a flamethrower.
Yeah, I just feel very heavy.
Yeah,
because
the raft might sink.
Tim the Tall Man Taylor is
confident.
Confident, overconfident, has like some skill. But his skill doesn't match where his brains go.
Okay.
Because he wants everything to be huge and powerful.
Yeah. I feel like we might get a Castaway Island that is devoid of plant life because it's been burned away. And then a raft that is too heavy and sinks. That's kind of how I feel like that's going to go. But the confidence of Tim the Toolman Taylor is probably going to keep Castaway going the whole time.
Yeah, and we know that Tom Hanks, Al is his partner.
Is Al the more sensible one?
Sort of.
He's more sensible,
but I think he's dumber.
Yeah. Mm. Are you imagining you could make an owl to sort of counteract the temper?
There's the Tool Time girl, Pamela Anderson. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't think that'll help much. No. She mostly just hands the tools and says,
and
Tim.
Is Tim the Tool Man Taylor? Mm-hmm. What is he without tools?
Yeah.
He's just Tim Taylor.
He is just Tim Taylor. Father of three, loathed kind of by his wife, whom he... Loathes / loves. It's the 90s.
I would be annoyed if Wilson, i.e. Tim the Toolman Taylor, kept telling me to do stuff that I was incapable of doing.
Yeah.
He was like, more power, and I was like, motherfucker, it's a raft.
There's no power currently.
Yeah, from where? I might kill that Wilson,
I think. As the branch goes in. Because he's a bit of an engineer, arguably, right? Like, he builds stuff.
He's a handyman.
He's a handyman.
Engineer is probably pushing a big
abilities,
If you're in an island,
if you're in a trade, you're an engineer. Is that what you're
saying? No, I'm saying, because he builds stuff, he kind of figures things out. Like, that's what he's an engineer, but someone who can figure something out.
Sure.
Yeah,
right.
Tim the Tall Man, Tim the Engineer Taylor.
Yeah.
Like, is he smart enough to try and be able to help Mr. Castaway?
Possibly, yes. Yeah, probably, yeah.
To be like,
yeah.
I understand we don't have the tools that to do this job. Could he be like, well, if we had the tools,
yeah,
we would be building this, this.
Well, that's
this,
actually
this,
one
this.
Thing that
so
Tim,
let's try and
Tim
move
the
this
Toolman
down.
Taylor does do in tool time.
Yeah,
like he'll talk through using shittier things. Like he could probably be
so
a good.
You can make a spanner out of palm trees or something. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like, okay
yeah.
So you know we don't have any nuts and bolts, and we don't have any like a hammer. We have this, this, and this. So why don't we just start doing this instead?
Shave down the tree, make the equivalent of dowel bits. Jam it in there.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
a nail.
That's
yeah,
true.
Use a sharp rock to like break another rock.
Yeah, use it. Twist the rock, and then it's kind of like a screwdriver. Just a drill, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Drill
yeah.
a hole in a.
As Castaway goes slowly more insane, yeah. the Tim ball just starts making noises. What do I do now? this has become bad.
Looks over to the cliff face with that one tree. The sun starts, you know, like rising. Yeah. It looks all beautiful.
I got a brilliant idea.
With a running start,
I'm going to hang myself like no one's ever hung themselves before.
I got this.
A running start to a hanging.
It's unprecedented, yeah. I think, as a way to go.
Because you jump, yeah. you got to nail the head through the hole, and then your reward.
No longer on this island.
Yeah, you're free.
Imagine Castaway dies, hangs himself, goes to heaven.
Yeah.
Which, even though the Bible says that is not the case,
yeah, but he
goes
wouldn't.
To heaven, and heaven is a desert, like a paradise island.
Oh, dude. You'd be so sick of that shit.
Yeah, you'd be try it again.
Yeah. See where else you can go. Yeah.
See, I was thinking, instead of being a ball,
yeah,
like a cap, like a baseball cap.
Well, yeah,
one of those Legionnaires caps.
So oh, yeah, that's smart.
Smart.
What do you call your hat? Neck? I think.
Cappy.
Or
Cappy.
Maybe be the brand you had, whatever
yeah.
that was.
What brands of. What
are
brands
the hat brands?
I wanted to say Dunlop, but they don't. They're not a traditional hat brand.
They make tires.
They also make like tennis stuff.
Yeah, I'm wearing a hat at the moment. Who made this?
Your hat says Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So Jerry.
There's no brand on this. So
Adidas, Nike, not
licensingessentials.com.
You could be wearing a Supreme cap.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wash up in the island with a Supreme brick. Oh.
But guess whatever logo is on it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And imagine like a, oh, I remember when I was very young.
Yeah.
We went on, like, again, a cruise ship. And we went to, like, you know, different, like, islands. And they could buy legitimate fake merchandise.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember having a Guns N' Roses cap.
Oh,
Guns
N'
Roses or Guns N' Roses?
I didn't start it. Guns N' Roses.
So the hat said Guns N' Roses?
Sure did.
That's sick as hell.
To this day, I don't know where it ended up. And it's one of my biggest regrets in life.
That's an awesome
Not owning a Guns N' Roses baseball cap.
Two guns,
green.
One rose.
I think it's even better than if it was Green's? Gun and Rose. The fact that one is a plural and one isn't is fantastic.
It being a green hat is upsetting my brain because I know the Guns N' Roses logo. And that's not going to look good on you.
Oh. Well, it was called Guns N' Roses. It was off for a bad start.
What do you think being a hat? I mean, you're providing him with a lot more, like, it's not like rope where he's going to use you and lose you. Yeah. It's not like a divorced ball where he's going to kill himself. Or like the Tim the Toolman Taylor ball where he also kills himself.
Well, he becomes more and more aware of how insane he's going quicker, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Hat, you just put on and it's someone he can talk to the whole time.
Yeah.
Don't have to bring hat with you.
What's the view? Like up there, hat one inch higher than I can see.
Yeah. And also, for some reason, I'm like, well, for wearing it, I don't actually have to vocalize it because we have a telepathic link. Okay. For some reason,
it's cool
that's
to know how quickly
you'd
go insane.
Yeah,
yeah. I'd be like, you can read my thoughts, and I'd be like, yeah, I can. You can read my thoughts.
I love
like, what
for
are the
you...
thoughts of a hat, and then I'd be gone. Then I'd be gone.
I like for you the telepathic link. Surely, just comes from proximity.
Yeah,
the hat's on your head where your thoughts
therefore.
Are. Easier to pass. Yeah. Between.
I worry that this, you're just going to, because you can communicate telepathically, you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there with your hat on and you're like, I'm blissing out.
Yeah.
I'm running away to hat. You can talk to hat for hours and hours and hours.
Just sitting on the beach, not moving.
Slowly starving to death.
Yeah.
Hat, what's it like to be a hat?
Oh, it's pretty good. The view's quite nice. I love the views of the crashing waves. Anyway, we thought about eating a crab because I think you need to eat
dude.
That's cool that Hat.
Hat, have you been to heaven? Do you think I'll go to heaven?
I like that Hat, a pure delusion of Castaway, has become concerned about his health. Hey, man, this is awesome. I love chatting on the beach, but you are dying.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Hat, but I love talking to you.
Yeah, I love talking to you.
If you eat, we can talk for longer.
Yeah, so I think what you should do is grab that rock over there. You see those slow-moving crabs? Pick one
Hat,
up.
Hat, you're so smart.
Yeah, yeah, pick it up. Pick it up.
Okay, Hat.
Thank
if you,
you
say so, I'll do Thank it for you, you Hat. I'll do anything for you.
Me.
Oh, Hat, that's... you've led me astray.
No.
You're a Satan, Hat.
No, I'm not. Oh, no. I'm getting burned.
Yeah, burn Hat alive, but then he regrets it so much. Hat!
You did this, dude.
You did this to me. I think I might, I was thinking again, what about if I'm a human skull and I say, I'm God?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work out fine.
Who is shipping
this is a punishment
skull?
For what you've done in your life.
Who is shipping a human skull?
I don't know. He'll never find out either. Well, yeah. He might when he comes
no,
back.
No, he's not getting off the ark. If you are a human skull and you say, I'm God, this is punishment, Castaway's not getting off the island.
Yeah, but if he does get off the island, imagine the state of
it. Once that branch breaks, he's immediately trying again.
Yeah,
but I reckon I can sway him away from that.
Why?
Don't do that. You won't go to heaven. I'm God.
What do you? What's your plan as the human skull God?
Just to fuck him up.
Okay.
Today you must bring me 10 crabs.
Yeah. You must feed me crabs. I'm God. God demands crabs.
Then he's not eating the crab. You then like
he can have half.
Okay. But nearly you're trying to like sustain him long enough that
yeah, I'm just gonna do it through fear, I guess, rather than companionship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a human skull for that.
I think it works the best if I am a human skull.
I guess it does.
I think that would affect him sort of the most psychologically.
Like an actual human skull, or say like
a replica, like or like a
maybe I'm like a Halloween skull, and when you press it, it says Happy Halloween, but I talk like this.
Yeah, so there's power. Okay, interesting. There's a battery.
There's a battery in it. Don't take me apart. I'm God. No. Because, you know, at a certain point, he'll be like, oh, I've just gone insane.
Yeah.
I hate this Halloween decoration.
How is that better than God? How is that better than Wilson?
I reckon I'd get him to get off the island quicker.
Yeah, like with fear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta get off this island.
Away from God.
But I guess like the chances of him taking a risk where he's not fully prepared and dying at
sea. Oh, that's true. Yeah. I guess because what Wilson does is sustains him until
he's ready.
He's in a position because he gets it's like an outhouse or what do you call it? Like a plastic toilet that you use in a construction site.
Oh, yeah.
That's porta potty. That's what helps him get off the island. So Wilson kind of needs to sustain him to that point.
Where
if I say I'm God.
Get off the island, he's swimming.
Get off the island now! He might try and flee. He might swim.
With me as either Wilson or Hat, I feel like it'd be more distracting to him.
That's true. That is
Yeah, like we're going to unfortunately go into a Mr. Castaway shape hole in his head.
Yes.
And yeah, we're gone.
Yeah.
We're having a long conversation till he dies of thirst.
Yeah, somebody just finds him mummified on the beach, is what happens in the Hat scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, it's tricky. It's tricky to outdo Wilson. Yeah,
you really
got to
thread that.
Yeah, you got to
thread. Rope is probably the closest we've gotten, only because rope's handy as well.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's easy to not get too attached to rope.
What if I'm Hammer? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hammer's going to be pretty useful. You know?
Yeah.
He can.
I think
he's got nothing
tool,
to
though.
Hammer, though. He's got no nails. Yeah.
I mean, he
can hammer
stuff.
A crab.
Yeah, hammer
crazy way for a crab to go.
Yeah, you could use a lot with a hammer.
Cracking
on
a crab with a hammer and then cooking it over an open fire for some reason, I'm like, that'll be good.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I keep thinking about how that crab will never know why it died, you know?
It's like shooting a crab with a gun.
That's like,
it doesn't know.
That's like true cosmic horror for a crab. Forces beyond its understanding eliminate. It from life.
Yeah, but if so
that hammer is Cthulhu in that moment. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're a crab.
Yes.
And a bird comes and picks you up and then drops you and then you crash on rocks.
Yes.
Is that not the same? If not
worse.
Worse, because you're like, I'm flying.
Can I fly?
Bang.
No,
surely
I can't.
If you're a crab, you just like
you're not thinking thoughts.
Well, you just cut off the bird's legs with your pincers.
What are you being held in, doofus?
Yeah,
so crabs, depending on the crab, not that powerful.
Oh, you can hurt the bird at least.
Well, no, if a, 'cause like, can a crab reach above, like,
it's behind itself.
That's famously where its arms are.
Yeah, it can reach up here.
Yeah, like, no, but like, yeah, you can reach up, but up and back a bit.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But I just still don't think, because the bird will be around the crab like this.
Picks up by the back.
Yeah, its pincers are just not going to do shit.
And it drops it.
Yeah.
Onto rocks.
Onto rocks.
What a way to go.
Or even if a bird with a strong enough beak, like, oh, that's a crab. Crack!
Yeah, that's true.
Or eats one whole.
That's a crazy way to go as a crab, yeah.
For most deaths of a crab, everything is a Cthulhu.
Yeah, there's no crab death that a crab can comprehend.
Old what age. About old age? A crustacean growing through its brain or something?
It doesn't know what's going on, yeah. Life is crazy if you're a crab. Yeah. What about if we were a crab?
We get eaten.
If you eat me, you will become cursed.
Okay, so we're a big enough crab that he can put a handprint on. So he grabs us, about to eat us whole.
Yeah.
And then he pulls it away. He's like, oh, that's a face. And then we become his companion.
Yeah.
Maybe he feeds us bits of other crab or seagull meat.
Cannibal crab.
Do you think there's a sort of moral issue there if you're a crab being fed other crabs so you don't, you know, get killed?
But what do crabs eat? A crab would eat another crab, right?
I don't know. Or when a chicken famously ate another chicken in The Social Network, that guy got in trouble at university.
Yeah, but that's university, with their sitting in there with their ivory towels, yeah, with their hoity-boity morals.
Oh, we're making the Facebook and feeding chickens to chickens.
Yeah, but that happened in the movie with Fran Fine, and she got, you know, you can't feed the chickens chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I remember, dude. I can't help you with this. Fran Drescher was in a film
where she fed a chicken chicken.
And someone is feeding a chicken chicken. Like, you can't feed a chicken chicken. That's all I remember. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Do you think if you got picked up by like aliens, say, and they were like,
and then they dropped us?
No,
I'm flying
on rocks.
That would be the most fucked up. UFO comes over you and starts picking you up in his tractor beam, and you're like, oh my god,
aliens are real.
It just takes you over some rocks, drops you.
What are you?
What is happening?
I can't tell anyone what I saw. I'm about to...
No, so if you got picked up by aliens, right?
And they fed me guy.
They fed you guy, but they were like, by feeding you guy, we will keep you alive.
Yeah.
That would be fucked up.
Yeah, it would be fucked up.
I mean, yeah.
The Social Network was right for punishing Andrew Garfield for doing that.
Yeah, I think so.
Was it Andrew Garfield?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess yes. However, at the same time, I'm like, well, at this moment in time, I have no decisions. I am but... thralled to these aliens. Yeah. I guess I gotta do what they say or they will kill me.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
and if I'm crab, I'm like, meat.
Yeah. Crab thought.
Crab thought.
Meat, wet.
Meat, wet. Too snip, dry. Snip. Wet.
Snip, snip.
Sand. Burrow. Cold.
Hole.
Hole good. Meat.
Crabs have the best thoughts, dude. Crabs are blissing out 24/7.
Yeah, look at a crab. You tell me it's sad?
No, it's happy
wrong
as hell.
Yeah.
Always
even
smiling.
If you hover over a crab and it's stressed, it's never like shitting itself. It's always just kind of like, what the hell?
It's just like, shade? Cool.
Huh.
I remember last time I saw a crab.
Yeah.
Or I was on the beach with my brother and we saw a crab. And the crab came out of a little hole, right?
Yeah.
And then, but then we started looking at him. So we ran away from his hole. And for some reason, we were making holes with our fingers around him.
Yeah.
And he kept on panicking and trying to go in the finger holes, thinking they were his hole.
Yeah.
But they were always too shallow.
Yeah.
So we'd go in the finger hole and they'd be like, what the fuck? Climb out of it again and then keep running, find another one and be like, oh, I'm home. And go in it and be like, what the fuck? It was good. It was good to confuse a crab.
Could you?
Moss crab, dude.
Could you, like how you can, you know, Judas goat a goat?
Yeah.
Could you Judas crab a crab?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
What?
They make a goat that, it's called a Judas goat, and it goes and finds, it's like, it's your guy, this goat.
Uh-huh.
And
it's your man inside.
He's your inside goat. And he goes and he finds all the other goats on the island, say.
Mm-hmm.
He brings them back to you. Then you slaughter all the other goats.
Basically, you follow that goat. It was a little tracking of it. And you're like, oh, that goat has found other goats.
And then you go to those goats, kill the other goats,
not
keep
the
your
Judas
goat,
goat
and then do
Judas
it again.
Judas goat, finds more of it. But that's because they're a herding animal.
Yeah, crabs don't
hurt. Crabs don't hurt. But do crabs find friends?
I don't know.
Use my crab to find other crab friends that I could then eat and share with my crab?
I don't know what a crab thinks about another crab.
Crab.
Yeah.
Fight.
Fight, mate.
Mate.
Fight.
Fight. Crab thoughts
snip,
are
snip.
So good, dude.
Snip,
they're
snip.
So,
fight.
So solid, you know?
Love.
Fight.
Eggs. Eggs. Protect. Protect.
All.
Protect. Hungry. Ooh, meat.
Eggs, meat. Crab.
What about if we were just like, I don't know, like he draws us on the beach?
No, then we get washed away.
Yeah.
He draws us far up enough that...
Wind, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's yeah, that, yeah. You've broken his heart.
No,
yeah.
That's so sad.
We're a fleet. We're a fair weather friend.
What about, yeah. Okay, similar thing.
Yeah.
Mm. This is probably the final one because I reckon this could be the best
one. Okay, I'm listening.
And it ties into something that he does find in the movie anyway, mm-hmm. sort of. What if we're a letter?
Oh!
Like, a package comes loose and it's a letter.
Mm. Yeah.
Just says something, like a real short letter.
Okay. And maybe it's really vague, so it just says, like, to whom it may be concerned. Mm-hmm. So he could imagine it's about
list.
Him.
Yeah.
We were FedExing
Could it be, like, a bit of, like, you know, either a drawing? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, that kind of thing. Could it be, like, you know, you can make art with words? Like, you can make a face, like an ASCII thing.
What about, it says... spam. Congratulations. You are a winner. You just need to come to this address to receive your prize.
That would be really good because yeah. then it spurs
motivation.
Him on.
Yeah, he's like,
and that's
fuck.
What he needs.
And well, he can talk to the letter.
Letter.
I am the best. You're right, letter. Thank you.
Yeah. You are the best, Tom Hanks. You got to get off this island so you can get your prize.
You're a winner.
You're a winner, Tom Hanks.
Those short like affirmations weirdly that like you know spam could have
yeah
I reckon that'd do him good
100% and there'd probably be an address on there that's like come receive your prize which would presumably be a scam maybe it's a Scientology center
they take your house
yeah but that would be enough I think to get him off the island and it's small enough that he's not gonna lose it in a Wilson situation
in his pocket
he could tuck it in his little loincloth
it's gonna get wet and wrecked but that's okay it still exists
yeah.
And then if it gets wet and wrecked a bit like some of the ink will fade maybe when words will form.
It'll say rats-ulation.
Yeah.
Rats-ulation. Come to this address to receive your rats.
I love my little rat. And then eventually, because he's going slowly
he's losing
quickly
his mind.
Insane, then like the letter could say whatever. Like, imagine it's so wet and warm.
Illegible.
Yeah, it can read however he wants to read.
Yeah, that's
and like
true.
The letter will start like making something else, and then he'd be like, yeah, I do have to do it. You're right, letter rat.
Yeah.
Because
we need to
with
keep
Wilson,
going.
He needs to do the other half of the conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
With letter... He
can pretend he's reading.
Yeah, exactly. He can be like, it's here. It's physically
like that
here.
Book from that book, Thum Sucks. Tom Riddle's Diary. The book from the book that sucks.
Yeah.
Do you think that he chooses what Tom Riddle's Diary
no,
says?
As in like it will work mentally like Tom
right,
Riddle.
Yeah.
Even like a book, like a
no,
blank
Voldemort
book.
Picks what Tom Riddle's Diary says because Voldemort's writing in it.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Yeah. It is funny.
I'm the evil wizard. I'm communicating with the book. I'm ahead in a cauldron later on.
Yeah.
Shut up, Voldemort. Shut up, Harry Potter.
Yeah. Big time, dude. Big time.
What's wrong with that book?
So much. It's a sick book.
It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah, like a letter, spam, even just like a book of like short affirmations.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Would do really good for him.
What about a copy of that book that says "Go the fuck to sleep"? That famous children's book.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Get the fuck off this island.
Yeah. But yeah, I think a letter because it gets wet, like you said, so it will smudge, but it won't necessarily. Yeah.
And it's short enough that he can commit it to memory,
and he can project whatever he wants on.
That's the perfect Wilson.
I think that's a great Wilson.
I think great Wilson.
Great Wilson. Solid Wilson.
And I think that it also should have Tim the Tall Man's voice.
Yes, yeah.
Congratulations. You won.
he was listening to the Tim cast.
He was listening to us do Tim the Tall Man Taylor impressions. Okay, and it's time for the pilot distracting hour.
Hands off the wheel. And so I think we did it. We found a better Wilson than Wilson, and it's a letter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try again, Wilson. Get better next time. We're better than you in every way, ball.
Yeah, you think you're better than us, ball?
Hope
fucking
you're enjoying
ball,
floating
dude.
Out to sea, dickhead.
I'm here in a comfortable studio, not getting pissed on by a dolphin.
Yeah. Sucks to suck, Wilson.
Yeah,
see you in hell.
I'm a letter folded up right next to Mr. Castaway's groin.
Yeah, exactly.
The best place to be.
It's leathery in here from the sun.
Yeah.
Sun damage, salt damage.
Yeah.
It's all the scent.
It's awesome.
It rules.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
The episodes just keep on coming.
They keep coming and they don't stop coming.
Yeah. Every week, you hit refresh on a Monday, it's there. And you're like, when will it ever stop?
Not even once.
Not today, that's for sure.